This is Passport to Texas. The Kemp's Ridley may be the best known and most threatened sea turtle that occurs along the Texas coast, but it's not alone.
The ones that we hear most commonly about are the Kemp's Ridley and the green sea turtle. The green sea turtle is threatened in Texas, and the populations are increasing. Also in Texas, we have the loggerhead. That's a threatened species. What we hear about less are both endangered turtles, the hawksbill and the leatherback.
Dr. Donna Shaver is with the U.S. National Park Service at Padre Island National Seashore. She says if you ever see stranded or nesting sea turtles, report your observation to officials.
Many of our entrances to beach access roads, there's a sign that's posted that has a telephone number to call. And then once they call, they will receive a recorded message that will tell them the proper contact number for the particular geographic area where they are located.
The number to call is 1-866-TURTLES. And if you come across a nesting female,
you stay back from the nesting turtle until she's dug her hole with her rear flippers and is remaining mostly motionless and laying eggs. At that time, without touching the turtle, look for any tags, and without piercing anything into the sand, put a designating marker next to where the turtle laid her eggs.
Find more information on sea turtles when you log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. Our show receives support from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.